We ended off last week, shtikla siyum and a gemar, the mitzvah which we learned the last 2 weeks, the mitzvah of charamim, and we left off with ha'ora of Remeya Simcha, which is a very yisaydistik shayla. If you remember, we saw last week at the end of the shir, the psukim in Yecheskel, kapitel mem dalid, which is the haftorah of Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor is a parsha of the kehanim, the halachas of Tumah L'Kohen, certain matonis that go L'Kohen, the Mela the Haftoya that was chosen by Chazal for Parshas Emor, a psukim in Yecheskel, which are chazora of the matonis and the avoida that's mutal on the kehanim. So if you have a chumash in front of you, I'd like just to go over the ha'ora that the Meir Simcha makes in the psukim in Yecheskel, the end of Parshas Emor, Haftoya of Parshas Emor. If you have psukim, then the minyan have psukim in front of you. We start from pasuk chav ches, the last 4 or 5 psukim in the haftarah. Says the pasuk v'hoisa lohem lenachala ani nachalosam. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that the kehanim don't have a nachal in Eretz Yisrael. Ani nachalosam am the nachala v'achuzah loisitnu lohem b'Yisrael ani achuzasam. They don't take achuza, they don't take not a chelik in the Oretz, they don't take a chelik in the Biza, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is their nachla. HaMincha v'hachatas v'ha'osham heima yoichlum. The mincha, the chatas, and the osham, they're the ones that eat it. V'chol cheyim b'Yisrael lohem yeh goes to them. V'reishis kol b'kurei koil, and the reishis of the bikurim, v'chol trumas koil, mikol trumaseichem, and from all the trumas, namely truma, trumas masa, lakayhanim yiyye, goes to the kayhanim. V'reishis arisaseichem, tidnu lakoyen, v'haniach bracha el beisecha. Sfekim eir simcha moridika ha'orin l'diyik of the psukim. When it speaks about truma, the pasuk says specifically, give it to the kayhan. When the Torah speaks about Trumas Masa, give it to the Kohen. Chala, give it to the Kohen. Bikurim, give it to the Kohen. When it comes to Cherim, which the Pasuk is saying clearly, that the Cherim Kohanim goes to the Kohanim, why doesn't the Torah say specifically it goes to the Kohen? Just like in Pasuk Lamed, all of them say specifically, LaKohanim Yiyeh, or Titnu LaKohen, it should say, V'kol Cherim B'Yisrael, LaKohen Yiyeh. Now, you could ask the same shayla really on Mincha and Chatas and Oshem. They also doesn't say specifically the Kohanim. So the Chori the Terrace is because there was Poshet that it's not my Matana to the Kohen. I don't give the Matana to the Kohen, the boss of the Chatas and Oshem. It's Mishulchan Gavoya. So the Kohen gets it, Mishulchan Gavoya. But you don't give it to the Kohen. You bring your carb into the base of Mincha. The Kohen gets it. That's why it doesn't say over here, L'choya Kohen. But L'choya Cherem Kohanim is a matana to the kohanim. So why doesn't the Torah say la kohen yeh? Der shaylah shtelz of Remeya Simcha. It says in Remeya Simcha, either if you have the sheet from last week, or maybe you have the sheet from today in front of you, side gimel, was the hemshuch from last week, it says the Remeya Simcha, perek vav, halacha aleph, in the middle of the page to the right. Im oma cheyim stam, hila kohanim. Ayin lecha mishnah, u'mishnah lemelech. V'chein pshat ha-kosov, kol cheyim b'Yisrael lohem yiyeh. V'loik siv v'la kehanim. It doesn't say give it to the kehanim. K'may shekosa b'tshuma v'chala, mishum d'kivan shenitin l'koyen, hen chulin d'murin l'chol dova, v'Yisrael v'koyen shovin ba, v'zeh m'chuvin no'ois b'pshat ha-kosov. So Meir Simcha says, the teretz of this kasha is that Truma, after it comes to the Kohen, has a Kedusha. Bikurim has a Kedusha. So after it comes to the Kohanim, it's still a Matnas Kohuna. So that's why the Torah there specifies a Kohen Yeh. Cherim, it's true, you give it to the Kohen, but after the Kohen has it, it's not like Chulin Gemurim. So therefore the Torah doesn't stress the Kohen Yeh. That's his pshat, why the Pasuk doesn't say La Kohen Yeh. I already heard last week, as Rav Gusman Zuchayim Levracha has a nifra de kashir in his Sefer Kuntos HaShiurim on the Indian of Charamim, and he brings this ha'orif in the Meir Simcha, And he says a little bit of a different pshat to answer the ha'ara and the pasuk why the Torah doesn't specify that chayim is a matana to the kohen based on the moedika yisoid of the sefer achinuch in the mitzvah of charamim. So before we see how he says it, how he's masbid, let's see the lashon of the sefer achinuch soy pashas b'chukosai. Says the sefer achinuch to the left, mishiroshei ha-mitzvah. Mishiroshei ha-mitzvah. What's the shoyrish and the Indian of the mitzvah of charamim? Lefi she yisrael hu ha'am asher bochar hakel mikol shar ha'amim la'avidasai u'lahakir shemoy. No, mamash the hand of the parashios was melanin. The Eibishter was boicha klal Yisrael to be oved Hashem and to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'heim einam tachas memsheles hamazolis asher cholak Hashem mikol shar ha'amim. All the shar ha'amim, they're affected by the mazolis. Klal Yisrael is above the mazel. Klal Yisrael is chelik Hashem amoy with the am Hashem, the am anivcha. Aval heim tachas yodoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mibli emtsoyis malachu mazel. Without any emtsoy of a malach and a mazel, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is mashkia Klal Yisrael. Kumo isha kosov. Ki chelik Hashem amoy yakoiv chevel nachalosi. Ukumoy. Sha'atamoitza kishagala mi mitzrayim. Shahoya neis koilel kol ha'uma. Yitzias Mitzrayim was a neis that the Eibishter made for the whole umma of Klal Yisrael. Shahu ba'atzma yulichvoida ha'tziyam minisham. Since it was a pu'ula, not done to an individual, it was a pu'ula done to a whole Klal Yisrael, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't send a malach or a shliach. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha himself. U'kumay sha'atam moitza kishagala mi mitzrayim. Shahyanes Koila Kola Uma, Shahu Baatsama Yvachvoida Hitsia Misham, Kumashadosh Zakhina Libracha Vavati Beretz Mitzayim Anivalay Malach, Vikesi Kol Bukhor Anivalay Saref, Kumashababa Hagoda Lachain, Bukhol Ace, Heyois Yisrael Machzikin Bitayosai, Umis Atrin Bavidosai, Moedikoloshan, Kozaman Klaisel is Machazit themselves in Torah. And they ma'ata themselves, they crown themselves with avodas Hashem. Lo yisanuach bohem rak toiva. Klal Yisrael is zoicha only to toiva. V'shefa bracha, v'ruach nediva, u'tahayra tismachem. Oedikul l'shoynes. Since Klal Yisrael are mushgaf from the Eibishter, u'mipi elyon le'teitzei hara, so memeila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself only comes out toiva. Vahepech, and the hepech of this, namely the goyim, who don't act with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as amoy, who hame'era v'hacherim aloyveyim v'soyneyim. And the opposite of the bracha is klola. Klola, cherim, something removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha. V'al kein, ki yiksai ruach echad mehem. If someone is akotze ruach, gets upset about something, something's bothering him. V'yoytze mipiv l'shoyn klola v'cherim al memoynoi v'kaka oisav sheheim tachas habracha. Head the mohoyde goes out. Everything that person owns from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a bracha. It's a bracha from the Eibishter. It's the hashgacha the Eibishter feels at medons. Person, something's bothering him, he's mekalel his lachasim. So what does he do? He puts it out of kiel, the hashgacha of the Eibishter. Because he's saying that with this, what I have, is not a chelik of my bracha. It's cursed. It's a oru. It's klola. It's me'era. It's a chayr. So he takes it out, says the Sefer HaChinuch, of the hatova and the shefa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. Again. Va'al kein. Rabbi Zia? Ki yiksa ruach echad mehen. V'yoytzi mipiv l'shoyn klola v'cheirim al memoina v'karko oisav sheim tachas habracha. He takes it out of the bracha and he puts on it a l'shoyn klola and cheirim hoydiyei hakosiv she'i efshaloi lo'yitziya mishus ha'mevoyach l'shus acha v'shakol ha'sheyesh li'yisrael sheheim chelik Hashem lo'yu. You can't do it. It's not in your jurisdiction to take it out of bracha. You're a chelik of Am Yisrael. You're a chelik of the people of the Eibishter. So even if you use a lashon chayim, it's still bechlal bracha. But what the person was doing was taka saying that this karka or this kesef or this chayfis that I have, it shouldn't be bechlal bracha. He's mekalal it. And that's chayim. So the tzchinach, ha'idia ha'kosev, the Torah is saying, she'efshalo letzim m'shus ha'mavarech l'shazach. It can't this nishtan. So nisht ayah bailis to take it out of the bracha. Why not? It's his. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. And if it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, it's bracha. U'masha kona eve kona rabbe. So we'll go on. Kedai tzukum min ha'inotza and the gvalda gichinuch. Hai tai chazob yedda einas karka, yedda einas lechosim. It's a direct bracha from the Eibishter. And no matter what you do, you can't be moitzi yourself. Kilo afa pi shachot yisraelu. It's nishkein chilu. It's b'chal the bracha from the Eibishter. Oh. But so there are problems at the Sefer HaChinuch. Aber seif ka seif, der Mensch hat gesagt, er ist achayim. It's achayim. Now, Rabbi says, Tam, we never were ma'oyer this yet in the last few weeks, but the Chorus is the Gvaldiga Ha'ora. And this Ha'ora, the Ramban had a sefer called Mishpat Achayim. A chibur that the Ramban wrote, Mishpat Achayim. In Mishpat Achayim, the Ramban is Neskasha. Achayim is he put someone in Nidoy. It's a klolah. The clothes that you give to a person, they have separate hanogas. Hanogas the raisa that you have to act with him. How do we justify this mitzvah that we're learning, which is a chayra mitzvah, and call it a chayim? The chayim is a clothes. So how could you use the same lashon says the Ramban chayim when he puts someone into chayim into nidoy, and a mitzvah of giving something to the bedek habayis a ganz kishmak a hektush bedek habayis a matana lekoyin? How could we use the same word even though you find other places like that? But it's a modern nazach as they tell us the Ramban. Laor the chinuch we have now a new havana. Let's show us the chinuch. Says the sefer chinuch. Aber mikol mokim you have it after psach and peches in parentheses. So passionate about this. Ava mikol mokim. Acha sheyodano beemes. Ki kavonas hamachrim lahoitzi oyse adav meshusay. But soif kol soif, the person said a loshen chayim, and he wanted that it should be out of the jurisdiction of bracha to klala. So the Eibishter says roi lahashem cheftzay. So we mekayin what he wanted to do. And what happens? The Yoshev b'shus adoinav, he puts it back to the Bar Yoylam. I'm giving it to you. I'm being mevorich you. You don't want it. You mekalal it. I'll take it away. I'll take it back. The yiyah kodesh. V'zeu sh'omah hakosav. B'somach kol acheyim asher yochiram min ha'odam lo yipode mois mu yumas. Shinyon al derech hapshat. Shamachim min ha'odam she'ein ha'shaloi. Kigoin. Hanulchomim aloyveyim. Shinoidrim nede im nosin titin ha'som hazeh biyodi. V'acharamti ha'sareyim. What does it mean v'acharamti over there? She'yamusu. Kishar ha'umois eina b'soich mayon ha'brochus. K'moy sh'omarnu. V'loshin chayim nitfas aleihem u'poyo behem. V'chein pirish ha'kosev ha'rambam in mo'y nevuchim z'choy nevracha al tzad ha'pshad v'af ha'pi sh'yesh b'kosev medrashas rabim says a seifa ha'chinuch shivim ponim ha'toyo v'kulam nechoychem l'meivim ha'man anaya ha'vona in the mitzvah von chayim. A chayim is mamish azevi ha'nidri. No, when a person is roi for nidoy, you take put him into chayim, and it's chal taka chayim. This person, what he wanted to do, really can't accomplish because Eibusha gave it to him. So it's b'chal bracha. Or b'sleif k'sleif, the Torah says he used the lashon chayim, and your kavana was to put it out of the bracha of the Eibusha. So the Eibusha says, okay, you wanted that should be fine. So I'll take it back. What do you do? The one man, the omar, goes to Ekdush, and the one man, the omar, goes to the koyanim. So Rav Gusman, as I admire the Kapshat in the Lashon of Pesukim in Yechezkel, it comes out that it's not Yom Matan to the Eibishter, to the Kohen. The Pshat is just like the Chattis and the Oshom. They get it, they get the Korban. A Chayim is not a Madness Kohuna. If it's not a Madness Kohuna, the Torah doesn't say, La Kohen, no, you should give it to the Kohen. Really, what you wanted to do is mekalal it. You wanted to aser it b'hano. You wanted to not have any shaykhs with it. The Torah says, why? Because you want to take it out of bracha. You want to give it back to me, Hashem? Okay, I'll take it back. How do you bring it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because the pasuk ordered to Kehanan, ordered to Berak Abayis. That's why over here in the Psukim in Yecheskel, when it comes to Chayim, says Rav Gusman, it doesn't say in the pasuk, give it to the Kohen, because it's not a Matan I'm giving to the Kohen, I'm doing something else. I'm giving it back to HaKadosh Baruch, I don't want it. It's B'chad Klola. The Eber says, how do I do that, giving it to the Kohen? Rav Gusman, Zuchayim Levarachim at them, so the Gval B'Gepshat and Ashita Mekubetzes. I'll tell you outside, and then we'll see it inside. The Mishnah in Erichin, which we learned in the Mishnah, in Chav Chesam at Beis Loshon of the Mishnah as follows. Chermei Kehanim, Engelhem Pidyon. That we already learned last week. A Cherim, where the Pasuk says, Lo Yipode, means a Cherim Berech Abayis has Pidyon, but a Cherim the Kohen doesn't have Pidyon. Ella, what do you do? So in the Mishnah by us, in the Shas, state, Ella, Noisnim La Kehanim Kichuma. You have no problems with the Shemata Mishnah, very clear. You can't be paid with money. What do you have to do? Give it to the Kohen like Truma. Why like Truma? What's the Moshul of Truma? Because could he be paid with Truma? No. So that's the Poshul in the Mishnah. Noisim l'Kohen k'Truma. Comes, you know, in the Kachem we have in the side of Shita Mekubetzes. So the Shita Mekubetzes, Lo Yigasinan k'Truma, the Nimchak, Ela, Noisim l'Kohen. He's moichik, but then doesn't bring Yeshu Garson. He's moichik, truma from the Mishnah. Fed of Gusman, what's the shlach? What's someone saying in the Mishnah? Noisim l'kayim k'truma. Says of Gusman, the Shita didn't want to learn that you should think that this is a matana like truma. Truma is taka matnas kahuna that I'm giving to the kohen. Over here, it's not like that. Here, it's a chayim. What do we do with chayim? Noisim l'kayhanim. Over not azaybi truma. What was then that chaylut from the Gvaldi Garichos on the bottom of the page under the Meir Simcha? The BMS Ha'adam Shemachim Nechasav Hari Einay Noisein Loyla Koyen V'Loyla Berek Abayis V'Einay Ela Machim Elect Arayin Zayin Nechosim and Acherim. As they have elect Arayin, I mention Acherim, we put his Nechosim into Acherim. Those are the types from Acherim. The Acherim Zeh Who inyan shal klala shahabayla mekalan eskeya vuda mekar right in the Sefer HaChinuch v'chol hadinam anoyegim b'cheirim ein el atikun haklala. That's how he's misakin his klala u'kumay shenovi l'kaman kolzeh b'shem HaChinuch v'l'divisin v'elcha mitzvah mitzvah shinun zayin b'nevayah ha'inin u'metabisul mevayah zayin d'hinei gassinim b'masisim d'erichin af chavches chem e'kehanim ein lohem pidin ela noisnim l'kehanim k'tshuma e'bihudu b'mesei ro'ime stan charam l'bedek ha'bayis sh'neem e'kol cheirem kodesh kodoshim hu l'ashem v'chachomim o'imim hu l'ashem v'chachomim o'imim stan charam l'kehanim ובשיטה מקובצס וזה לשיינה אלא ניתונם לקהנים וטבעס כתשומה נמחק אמא מויחק דוסר שטייק נויסם לקהן כתשומה כבון עשה שיטה מקובצס what's bothering שיטה מקובצס זה רב גוסמן כבון עשה שיטה מקובצס כדברי נהנר תלוי געסינה נויסנן לקהן תהב המשמע תהב ביילם הם הנויסן והיה אמס אינה כן The habaylim einam ela machrimen, ela gasina nitonin, shehu din toya shel tikon v'niyak chacheim, v'gam lo gasina ketshuma. The habamash mash magia l'koyin kesham madnas kuna, v'ze einoi. The einam magia l'koyin. It's not a matana he deserves k'mashah madnas kuna. El shazehu rak seide denihug u'k'mash shenovi b'siyat l'shmaya b'shem ha'osameya. The mehai time. This is the reason. Like sib mefuish l'koyin yia ela l'choyia. The pasuk in Yecheskel. Haino shazeh megam. Shemash Achayim Nitin Lekoyen Havirak B'mikra Migzeres HaKosav V'loi Be'etzem Kisham Adnes Kuhuna. So even though Avada is a matana to the Koyen, but it's different than all other matanas, because over here it's what the Torah is telling us, how we should be misaken the Klola for the Chayim. Clear, Rabbi Yisayim? So though let's the shtickle, we're going to be Ma'orah is noch a nekuda, he himself takas m'ore the shayla. So da a mishnah mesechtes beya. The mishnah mesechtes beya speaks about things which are usur or mutter to do on Shabbos and Yontif. So I'll read you part of the mishnah and part of the mishnah you have in front of you on the top. The mishnah starts like this in mesechtes beya. Chol shechayoven alav mishum shvus, mishum mishus, mishum mitzvah. B'Shabbos chayoven alav biyomtiv. Anything that on Shabbos is also either to shvus and it's also, it's mishus and it's also, or even some which is a mitzvah which is also on Shabbos, even though yomtiv is more kal, still also on yomtiv. Now the Mishnah starts to elaborate. What's an example of something that's shvus? What's an example of something that's rishus? And what's an example of something that's mitzvah? Zok the Mishnah azoy. Mishum shvus. Very good, thank you, Mishnah. Very good. Achlo v'chelo. Mishum shvus. Loi oilin be'ilon. Baita. V'loi roichvin agabi behema. V'loi shotin agabi amayim. V'loi metapchin. V'loi mesapkin. V'loi miraktin. All of these in yonim are no mitzvah. Not even a rishus. Also to do on Shabbos, also to do on Yontif. Ve'elu hein mishum mishus. And these are the things that are also for Shabbos mishus, namely a shtikl mitzvah, but not mamisha mitzvah, and it's also on Shabbos as well as Yontif. What's that? Loi donin, you can't make a dintoya. Ve'loi mekatshin, you can't make a kiddushin. Ve'loi cholzin, ve'loi miyabin. That's the second level of mishus. What's the third level? Ve'elu hein mishum mitzvah. Loi makdishin, you can't be makdish a chayfitz lehekdish. Veloi ma'arichin, you can't bake an erichin. Now you have it on top of it. Veloi, the top left of the page. Veloi machrimin, you can't make chayim. Veloi magbiin, shumo maisa. Kol elu biyomtiv amru, kabuchayim b'shabbos. Ein biyomtiv l'shabbos, elo oichel nefesh bovad. Vos meint the Mishnah, veloi chayram. Lamu lana Rashi. Says Rashi, Charamim, you see it, Rabbi Yisrael Rashi? The last Rashi before the Gemara, the right-hand side. The last line in Rashi. V'loi charamim, harei behema zu cheirim, ustam charamim lebedek habayis. As they stayed in Rashi, you have it? The last Rashi in the Mishnah. The title of v'loi charamim machrimin is, you don't make a cheirim means a cheirim lebedek habayis. Because the Mishnah holds Tam Charam lebedek habayis. As they stayed in Rashi, as they stayed in Rav. Comes the Tosis Yom Tov and says, "What's going on? First of all, how do we paskin? All the Rishonim paskin Tam Charamim. Okay, Hanim, why should we learn this Mishnah Shalekei Ilchasim? Why can't we mefarish the Mishnah Kepshuta? V'loy Charamim, whatever Chayim is, whether it's the bedek habayis, whether it's Lekoyin, Zomazogin. The Mishnah said you can't do it on Shabbos Yom Tov." That cash affected Taisi Yontif. Says the Taisi Yontif. V'loi machrimim, the second narrow line in the Taisi Yontif on the left. V'loi machrimim, kosev harav, ustam charomim lebedek habayis. Kein pirish Rashi v'horan. V'tomahani, shepirishu deloi kechachomim, desvir lei destomim lekehanim. B'mishna perig vov, mish perig ches de'erchen. V'hovadai, Dichshemachim l'koyin, avad it's aser. David nami kemekach memka. Just like you can't take off trumas and meisters, and you can't make hektish, because it's like mekach memka. Tzel bazach avad it's aser. Kilo, you have a minute to say that cherem lebedek habayis, that's aser. That's like mekach memka. But cherem l'kanim is mutter. Zot the tesiyot of avad who cholim to say that cherem l'kanim should be mutter. Avad it's aser. So why do we have to be mefarish the Mishnah that charam means lebedek habayis and learn the Mishnah shalai keilchasa? Apply to the tesiyot by Akash. The nearly head. Zok to Rishash, loy kosher. You know why? Because the Mishnah is speaking about those things that are usher, even though they're a mitzvah. To give it to a kohen won't be a mitzvah. To bedek habayis, oh, that's a mitzvah. Avet became it's usher. Mashay kain, just like the Mishnah doesn't say. You can't make a mechach or memka because the Mishnah is speaking about those things that are mitzvah. So who are there? And the Mishnah doesn't speak about giving it to the kohen because it's not a mitzvah. Fact of Gusman, what do you mean? Why not? It's a madness kohen. Shuma you give to the kohen and maisa you give to the kohen. So if this is a matana and zoyel chayim is not a mitzvah to give to the kohen, then it's a mitzvah to give to the kohen. So if someone makes chayim and chayim is a kohen, say bazaya, but this should be a mitzvah. So the Valdeg Pshat, why Mishnah doesn't say it? What's the Biyah Adava? So this does the Biyah. The Biyah is because it's not a matanon to the Kohen. Das is a tikkun for your kollel. Kilo, giving it back to the Eibishter. You want to give it back, I'll take it back. So Bishlam, when Hektish gets it, Abadah, now Hektish gets it, so now what are they going to do? Use it for the Tzayach of the Beis HaMikdash. So Seif Kol Seif, there's a mitzvah involved, because Hektish gets it. But the fact that it's a Kohen involved, had it been a Matnes Kohuna, Abadah would be considered a mitzvah. But it's not a Matnes Kohuna, it's taking it and putting it into the garbage, Kilo, giving it back to the Eibishter. No, don't think about Tashkas, give it to the Kohen. That wouldn't be considered a mitzvah. Now Shaykin Seifos of and comes to the Hektish, that's Choshev a mitzvah, and that's why it says the Rishash, Api the Bia from Rav Gusman, the only Pshat in the Mishnah could be something that's a Shtikl mitzvah. What has a Shtikl mitzvah with it? Cher mei berek habayis. That's why Rashi and the Rav and the Ran all learn the Mishnah of Loi Machrimim, Cher mei berek habayis. Find that by yourself, let me get into the next mitzvah in the Rambam. Eich abissel in Nini from the Pasha. Kup duchoiz maglen Pasha, the Sugya from Chayomim, Zaman Pasha's boy. Vavati beretz Messiah, lo yade malach, lo yade soy, lo yade shliach, ani Hashem, ani hu v'lo yachar. Before we come to Sefer Vayikra, we don't have often mentioned in the Torah the eating of Shechita. The Pasha's boy, we have specifically the eating of Shechita. The Pasha's ve'era, we don't have the word Shechita, we have the word Zvicha. Also, Ibig Echaz and Asachmo, the Pasha's ve'era, and the Shmois, and the boy is specifically Shechita. The next mitzvah in the Rambam is a mitzvah of Shechita. Where would we find in the Torah this mitzvah of Shechita? No. Pasha's boy is a Shechita of Korban Pesach. Yeah. But we're not speaking about a Shechita of Korban Pesach. We're speaking about Shechita, a regular Shechita Aschulin, the Rambam counts as one of Tayag mitzvahs. In Re'ei. Pasha's Re'ei is the Shoyrish for the mitzvah of Shechita. So let's see the Pesukim before we start the Rambam. Pasha's Re'ei, Kapitel Yud Beis. We'll learn quickly just the psukim to get the flow of the psukim. The pasuk in Kapitel Yud Beis starts from pasuk Hey. Ki mamokei mashiivcha Hashem alekeichem michol shivteichem losim shmoi shama. The Beis Hamikdash, the chosen place by Kadosh Baruch Hu, is a place that Kadosh Baruch Hu chose l'shichnoi sidrishu uvasa shama v'haveisem shama oleseichem v'zivcheichem v'esmasiseichem v'estumas yedchem v'nidreichem v'nidveiseichem u'b'choyes b'kachem v'tzoinchem v'achaltem shama v'fei Hashem alkecha keichem u'smachtem v'chol mishlach yedchem atem v'vateichem asher birach Hashem alekecha lo yisasun k'chol asher anoichi oy Isem poi hayoim ish kol hayoshe beinov. You can't do what you did until now, that you were makiv in the bomas wherever you wanted. Kiloi vosim al oto el amnucha vel anachla Hashem elkech neisa, because you didn't come yet to the Beis Hamikdash. The ot teshiloi. Vavatim es hayadim yishavtim boris Hashem elkech manchil eschem v'niach lechem yichol avichem misov yishat lebetach. V'hoi yamokim ashiivcha Hashem elkech in boi l'shakin shmai shom shom toviyo es kol asher anochi misav eschem oleseichem v'zivcheichem maseseichem tzum masyedchem usmachtim afei Hashem elkechem posi yid gimel v'yishat. Once you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring kabbonis outside the Beis HaMikdash. Going to the Beis HaMikdash, shom tala oilasech. Pasuk tezvo. Rat. B'chol avas nafshecha, tizbach v'achalte basa, kibichas Hashem alekecha, asher nosan loch, l'cho, b'chol shorecha, hatomei, v'ato yechlenu, kitzvi v'chayol. Says Rashi, what's the pshat in this pasuk? Says Rashi, rat b'chol avas nafshecha b'mer kosem medaber. Im b'bose taiva lahatiram lahem. If we're speaking about that a person could stam shecht meat, b'loy hakrovesim, without bringing it as a korma, he omer b'mokem ache, ki yachav Hashem es gvucha v'omata oich l'bose. So the Torah already tells us we're allowed to eat from Chulin, Bameh Zemedaber, Bekoshim Shanafla Behemum, Sheyiftu V'yoichu B'chomokim, that you can shecht and eat it B'chomokim. So now we have a Chiddush, even though we know you can shecht Chulin, but the Torah is telling us a carbon after it was Ganemum, and your Poyde, you also could shecht. So where's this Smokim Acher? So let's now go to Pasukhov. Ki yachiv Hashem alakecha es gvulcha kashadi balach v'amah ta'ich levosa kisav nafshecha lecha basa b'chol abas nafshecha ta'cha basa ki yichai b'mcha amokim ashiv Hashem alakecha losam shmai sham v'zavakta mi'b'chorcha mi'b'korcha mi'tzoyncha ashenosa nashem l'cha kashet tzivisicha v'chalte b'sharecha b'chol abas nafshecha. Here we have in the Torah specifically the mitzvah or the heter of shechita. Says Rashi, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Let's start from Pasuk Chaf. Ki yarchiv, lom de Torah derech eretz shol yisav adam lechol basa el mitoich rachvas yidayim v'oishas. Damn, a person is a homer man. He shouldn't even have a taiva for basa. Rach v'sidayim v'oishas, then it's derech eretz. B'chol avas nafshecha avu b'midbar Nasa lahem basachulim elim kain makdisha umakiva shlam. This is a machloikis in the Gemara Masechtas Chulin Daf Yud Zayin. If Klai Yisrael were allowed to bring to eat chulin or not, one man the Amma says that Klai Yisrael in the midbar were allowed to eat chulin. The pasuk seems to say you can't. Says the Gemara, the pasuk is telling us in the midbar you did not need shechita. You could just make nechira, choke it and eat the meat. Korbanis, that required shechita. That's one mandama. And the other mandama says, no, Klal Yisrael weren't allowed to eat basa chulin in the midbar. The only thing they were allowed to eat was basa kashrut. So, let's get the facts clear. In the midbar, there was zicha shechita of korbanis, like we already find in Pasha's boy. Korban Pesach had shechita. That's clear. Chulin in the midbar, the Gemara brings a machlokes of Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. If in the midbar they were allowed to eat meat, just there was no requirement of shechita until they came to Eretz Yisrael, like this pasuk seems to say, or like Rashi says, it was also for them to eat pasuk chulin even through nechira. The only thing that was mutter for them to eat was kodshim through korbanos. Let's just say one more Rashi. Ki yecha memcha amokim v'loy sucha lover v'lasa shlamim b'chol yoyim. עכשיו שהמשכן הולך עמוהם וזווחת כאשר ציווי שיחה למדנו שיש ציווי בסביחה ויד הלוכס אב שחיתה היך ישחית והן הלוכס שחיתה שנאמר למושה מסינה דגמרתו זה זנכון כאשר ציווי שיחה ויד המצא דווקא מן הצבא and we have all the הלוכס אב איקור הגרמה שהיה that all are הלוכה למושה מסינה. Now comes the question, is this a mitzvah? Or it's just to take off this even menachayo in the veilah. If an animal dies, you can't eat it, it's in the veilah. If an animal is alive, you can't take off a piece of meat, it's even menachayo, basa menachayo. So to be matter, that iser, you have to make a shechita. But maybe it's b'chal on a mitzvah. Just if you eat without shechita, you're over the lav of even menachayo or nevela. So this is a grace of machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivin. The next mitzvah after the mitzvah of Charamim and the Rambam is mitzvah Kuf Mem Vav, the mitzvah of Shechita. Slide out of the top right of the page. Hamitzvah Kuf Mem Vav, Hi Shetzivono Lishchoit Behema Chaya Vaif Ba'acha Yoicha Mibsara. It's a mitzvah to shecht and after to eat the meat. Not that the eating of the meat is a mitzvah, but if you eat them, if you want to eat the meat, you have a mitzvah of shechita. V'shelo yia lohen heter elo b'shechita levad. V'hu omer yisal, this is what the pasuk says. V'zavakta mibchorcha mitzoyncha kasher tzivisicha. V'loshen sifri. V'zavakta, where else do we find shechita? By kodshim. Ma mukdashim b'shechita avchulin b'shechita. Kashet zivi sicha melamed shenitztave Moshe al aveshet v'al akona v'al roiv echad ba'oif v'al shnayim b'behema. So the Rambam is bringing this as a proof that just like kodshim, l'choyer is a mitzvah, hu adin, this is a mitzvah. Number two, just like it says a loshen tzivoy, which normally means a mitzvah, therefore I have the right to count it b'chlal tayag mitzvahs. V'hizboi mishpatei mitzvah zu v'chol diktukeho b'mesechta ha-mechuberes lo k'loi ma'mesechta schulim. So Rambam is there, there's a mitzvah which a person is mekayim if he wants to eat meat, he's mekayim a mitzvah of shechita. The Rambam, as we know, brings all the Tayag mitzvahs in his Hakdama Tiyad HaChazak. This is not a Hakdama Tiyad HaChazak, what we're learning. We're learning a separate Sefer Vanam, a Sefer Mitzvahs. In the beginning of Sefer Mada, the Rambam writes a kitzer of all of Tayag mitzvahs called Minyan HaMitzvahs LaRambam. There, again, in Kuf Memvav, the Rambam counts this mitzvah on the top left of the page. Lishchoy Behema Chaya V'oif V'acha Kachrecho B'saron Shenema V'zavachta Mibkorcha. Says the Ravid, Oy Ma'avram, Ze Ein Loi Tam, Sotnish Kentam, to count this as one of the mitzvahs. V'ulai, if anything, it should be a lav, abo mechal asei, it's an iser, if I'll eat without shechita, it's an iser, I was oivit, because the Torah says shechita, but that there should be a mitzvah of shechting, says the Rav, that is, doesn't exist, ein lo tam, there's no mitzvah of shechita. So the Kesa Mishnah, the Rambam argues, let's see the Kesa Mishnah. Tell the Kesa Mishnah, lishchoit behem achayi voif, kosev harayvid, ein lo tam, v'ulai, lav abo mechal asei, nirash etaymai, it would appear that the Rav holds, there's no mitzvah. The Torah says I have to. A mitzvah means I'm telling you to do something. The Torah never tells us to do it. The person doesn't want to eat meat. I don't have to check myself. So where's my mitzvah? And the fact that Torah gives us an issa of eating Eva Menachai, the Torah says, yeah, but if you want to eat Shchuta, you eat. So the issa, mitzvah of Shchit is not a mitzvah, just it's a negative that I'm not eating the veil Eva Menachai. Says the Kesem Mishra, V'yesh Loim L'Das Rabbeinu Shua Asei. The Rabbi Malmish Dozoi. That's a mitzvah that I say. L'mish, Yitzel Echol Basa. She Yishchit, or Yishchit Loi Acher. It's Taka Mitzvah. Taka is a chiyuv on a person, not a chiyuv on a person, because they don't have to eat meat. But if a person wants to eat meat, and he makes a shechita, he's mekayim and mitzvahs asei, and l'choyer, that's why we make a bracha. L'choyer, according to the Rabbi, that's for listen, why we have a bracha on shechita, l'choyer, if it's not a mitzvahs asei. The Rambam, Chaz is over his shechita, and Hilchas brachas. Beautiful Rambam. The Rambam has an interesting cloud. We mentioned many times the Rambam has an interesting cloud. The Rambam says that depending if you do the mitzvah yourself or someone else does the mitzvah for you, depends on the nusach habrach. If you do the mitzvah yourself, then it's with a lamed. Because I'm the one who's mitzvah to do the mitzvah. If someone else does the mitzvah for me, then the nusach is out. That's the klal in the Rambam. Says Rambam, "B'meh dvarim amurim, if the mitzvah is a mitzvah which you're mechuyev to make, to do. But let's say a mitzvah which is a reshus, I don't have to do the mitzvah b'chlal. So then it doesn't pass to say, Asher kidishonu mitzvahis v'tzivonu, litol les hayodayim. Don't wash. Litol means I have to do it. So just like if you do it for me, you don't have to do it. It's not your mitzvah, it's my mitzvah. You can't say a nusach of lamed, because lamed implies I have to do it. I could say al, but I can't say lamed. Says Rambam, if that's the case, when I have a mitzvah of reshus, you also can't say it with a lamed. Because lamed implies it's mutl, I need to do it. I don't have to wash, so how could I say litol es yadayim? Therefore says Rambam, what's the nusach? Al. What are the examples of mitzvahs that a person, if he wants to do it, he could do it, and he gets a mitzvah, and if he wants to, he doesn't have to do it. Tzitzis is not like that. Tzitzis, if you put a beged of dal kanfis, you have to wear tzitzis. But there's no situation that a person has to wash. You could say maybe Shabbos, but in general, there's no chiyuv on a person ever to make a tzitzis a diet. Therefore, the Nusach HaBracha is always Al Matir Tzedayim. Let's see the Rambam inside. It says the Rambam, under the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, Halacha Tezvav, and Tzayf Hilchas Brachas. Says the Rambam, Avol, halfway down in the Rambam, Halacha Tezvav, Avol, Netilas Yodayim, Ushchita, Hoyel or Kedivrei Rishusain, since they have something like Rishus, namely, I don't have to do it if I don't want to. Afilu Shochad La'atzmoy, then even if he does the Shechita himself, which until now I told you that if a person does the mitzvah himself, the bracha is always with the lamed. Over here, the mitzvah, the bracha is Mevorech Al Hashchita. Va'al kisei hadam, that needs a beer, because the choyer after yeshecht, you're mechuyev in kisei hadam, and Be'ez Hashem, when we get to the next mitzvah on the Rambam, which is kisei hadam, we'll come back, we'll lead to this Rambam. Va'al netilas yodayim, all of these, the nusach habracha is al, because it's rishos. So we have again, the Rambam again, shechita is a mitzvah. It's nimna in tayag mitzvahs, but the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Rishus on the same level, similar to Netilas Yadayim, which is a mitzvah midrash drabonah. Here's the Raisa, but it's a mitzvah midrabonah that you're not mechuyev to do. But if you do it, you do a mitzvah. One more shtickle Rambam with the Magen Mishnah now. Till now we saw the. I'm sorry. Another shtickle Kesa Mishnah. So the Rambam in the beginning of the Cheshchita to the left of the page, mitzvah asay. Says the Rambam, Halacha Aleph Hilchoshchita. Mitzvahs asay sheyishchoy mi sheyirza lecho bosa behema chayiv oif v'acha kach yoicha shenema v'zavachta mibkorcha mitzoyncha. So I'm saying again, a mitzvahs asay, says the Kesa Mishnah. Few words. Mitzvahs asay sheyishchoy mi sheyirza lecho kosav mi sheyirza loyma she'ein a mitzvah she'chayiv ha'odom la'asaisa al koponim k'may tefillin tzitzis shayfa sukkah v'luluv. It's different, says the Kesa Mishnah, from tefillin that you're mechuyev to put on tefillin. It's different from tzitzis that even though you don't have to put on the beged, but if you do wear the beged, you have a chiv to put on tzitzis. Shayfa you must do, sukkah you must do, and luluv you must do. So it comes out, these are mitzvahs which you have to do. This is a mitzvah which you don't have to do. That's what the Rambam adds on the words kishe yitzis. So we have over here clear, on machlokes the Rambam, in the Ravid, according to Ravid, it's not a mitzvah. We have to mivay according to Ravid, why you make a bracha. And we have the Rambam very clear that it's a mitzvah, so I say, avad, not that you mechuyev to do it, but if you want to do it, you mekayim a mitzvah. Before we, let's see a shtickle Ramban in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shoyrish Aleph. The Ramban in Shoyrish Aleph speaks about a different Indian, the Indian that the Bahag counts many mitzvahs drabonin as a mitzvah. Hanukkah is one of Tayyag mitzvahs in the Bahag. Megillah is one of Tayyag mitzvahs in the Bahag. And the Rambam Mishtak Mechulit, and he holds that mitzvahs drabonin aren't counted mishum oifin b'chal Tayyag mitzvahs. Now, the Rambam himself is very disturbed that in the Bahag himself, he differentiates between certain mitzvahs, drabbanan. Sometimes he brings mitzvahs drabbanan, and sometimes he doesn't. So the Rambam says, be consistent. Either bring all mitzvahs drabbanan, or don't bring all mitzvahs drabbanan. But if you bring in mitzvahs, so count all the mitzvahs. So the Ramban wants to answer the Bahag. Why certain mitzvahs the Bahag brings, and certain he doesn't. So let's see the Ramban all the way in the bottom of the page. V'im toima. The Ramban is in the middle of explaining the Bahag that the Bahag left out the mitzvah of making the Eiriv. Making the Eiriv is a mitzvah midrabanan, and the Bahag doesn't count that. In fact, the Ramban, what do you mean? If you count Chanukah and you count Megillah, so count Eiriv. Says the Ramban in the last line in the first column. V'im toima. Yeah? V'im toima. Sheroi limnoisem mitzvah. We should count the mitzvah. We make a bracha, so it's a mitzvah. You should know and understand. The These aren't mitzvahs that the Bahag would count. Lefi she'en oda mitzuba lasais eiv oishaloi lasaisai. There's no tziva in a person yes to make an eiv or not to make an eiv. Ve'enan klab kumasei. There's no kumasei go make an eiv. Ve'chein netilas yodayim ein mitzvasa bechiv klal. There's no chiyuv that says go make the tias daim. So how could you make a bracha? But itilu chacham. I'm sorry. So how could it be a mitzvah? But itilu chachamim ala adam sheyita yodav klav alechol. Vehanoita yodav asoy pamim biyoyim veoichol. Ein lezeh mitzvah yosim izeh. Moriv degazah. If a person washes 10 times and one person washes 1 time, so the chayyim would say this person got 10 shekels for a mitzvah rabbanim tias daim. But no, the chacham never told us they have to wash. So for your washing, that's the way I eat in your bread. But that's not because you make more mitzvah than a person who doesn't wash. About it, the one that washed 10 times had 10 benches. That's something else. The Rabbi's not discussing the benches. It's dying. Abel Eilu, but these, what's Eilu? Which are these? Eiv and Etilas Yadayim, Heter Ha'Israel. That to be mad to the Issa, there's an Issa to eat past without the Tilas Yadayim. There's an Issa to carry from your bias to a chotzer, or to carry, or to go out of your tchum. To be matter, that Issa, you make an Eiriv. So what's an Eiriv? Heter ho Issa. What's a Tilas Yadayim? Heter ho Issa. Doime le mitzvah shchita, shetiknu bonami vitzivono ala shchita. How could Ram have a kpeda al bal ha'alochus sheyimna mitzvah kizu midivei soifrim v'hu ein amoyna kiyotza ba min ha'toya she'ein ba'etza bal ha'alochus loy bo b'minyin mitzvah sasei al mitzvah sasei she'ein kum v'asei she'asiyosa mitzvah sasei Avol shehein boys mikoyashel v'al tase ve'ein b'shvisos and mitzvah oy basios and einen boys loy b'cheshben elim noimu b'lav halav shebehen yimne b'lavin v'hu loimona hashchita. Says Ramban, how in the world could you have a taina on the halug of Bahag? Your taina, the Bahag brings the mitzvah of Chanukah and Purim, so you bring the mitzvah Rabbanon, so bring the tilas yadayim, bring the eiriv. So to Rambam, I don't understand. Go to the mitzvahs deraisa that the Bahag brings, and you'll see it has this very glatt cloud. Kum v'asei is a mitzvah. Sheva al taisef, it's kum nikoyecha isa, it's not a mitzvah. Therefore the Bahag does not count all his tayag mitzvahs shchita. Cheshchita is to be matir the isa of nevela, even menachai. Menela eiv is to be matir the isa haitzor. Nitiya Zidayim is to be matter the Issef and pass below Nitiya Zidayim. A bazaar that can't be counted as a mitzvah, just like in the Deraisa that can not counted, in the Rabbanan they're also not counted. So we have now the Ramban on the list, the whole like the Ravid, that the Shechita is not a mitzvah, it's only to take away the Issef of Eva Menachai, or to take away the Issef of Nevela. That's from Taka Bissin. What's Alter Ramban? What's Taka Alter Ramban? Why Taka is accounted as a mitzvah? You could hear very geshmak like the Rav and the Ramban says. You're not eating the veil, you're not even mechai. The Torah says, that's how you do it. It's machshe, the boss of l'achila. So do a yit, a gris and talmachochem, in Yerushalayim, he has the Pshmuel Deutsch, from the Sheshivas in Kol Torah. And he said over, Gvaldige Bia, Hashem de Biskarov, Gvaldige Bia, B'divei HaRambam, why the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah. And he says that the Rambam himself seems to be masbe why it's a mitzvah. The Rambam in the end of Perek Dalet from Hilchos Shechita. Let's see the Rambam in the middle of the page. A gvaldig yisoid. Halacha yudzayin. You see that, Rabbi Yisrael? This is at the end of not Hilchos Shechita in the Rambam, but at the end where the Rambam speaks about Mitzvah Shechita. The first 4 prokem in the Rambam discuss Hilchos Shechita. Then afterwards, the Rambam goes to Treifas and other things, but here the Rambam discusses Shechita. At the end, the Rambam is Otazoy. Halacha Yudzayim. Kishahayo Yisrael b'midbar lo nitztavu b'shchitas achulim. When Klal Yisrael was in the midbar, there was no mitzvah of shchitas chulim. Ella, what they do? So that passing like that man done, we said over in the Gemara in Chulim Daf Yud Zayin. Ella, hayu noichrin, they made nechira, they choked it. Oy shoichtin, or they shefted it for oichlin. Kishar hagoyim, like other goyim did, we didn't have to do shchita. V'nitztavu b'midbar, shekol ha-reitzel l'shchot. You want to bedavka make shchita, lo yishchot ela shlomim. Shanema ish ish mi beis yisol, v'al pesach ha-yomoy, l'man ha-she yaviyo, v'zovcho ish zivcho ish shlomim la-shem oysom, aval reitzel lincha v'olecha b'midbar, ha-yinoicha v'oicha. U'mitzvah zu, ein ha-hegos ha-doyres, only in the midbar. Bilvad. Be'ez heta ha-nechira. And it's tavu sham shekashi konsu la'aretz or kaisu konsu teretz yisrael te'osu la'aleim ha'nechira v'lo yoichlu chulin ela b'shchita v'yishchitu b'chol mokim la'aylam chutz la'azor. The Rav Gefek, the Rambam, in Mishkan history book. That Mishkan history book. Why is it wichtig for the Rambam to say what happened in the Midbar? That matzah is not going to come back anymore. So the ikkah is that now we have a mitzvah of shchita. Take the Rambam and say five mitzvahs. Mitzvah to make shchita. The Rambam say started when Klai Yisrael came to Eretz. What's the wichtig? What was in the middle was in the midbar, and that's gone. We're not going to have it anymore. And now we want to know there's a mitzvah of making shchita. Why is it wichtig for the Rambam to say what was in the midbar? So said the Moed Yechibshan. The Rambam is a hakdama. Why he's counting this as a mitzvah? Basically, listen good. When Klai Yisrael were in the Midbar, did they have an Isra of Eva Menachai?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they have an Isra of Nevela?
Yeah.
Yeah, Avada. The animal drops dead, they're not allowed to eat it. It's Nevela. A goy could eat it, but we can't eat it. Because a goy doesn't have Eva Menachai, has Eva Menachai, but doesn't have this in Nevela. So they're allowed to eat it. What took off Nevela? Kill it. Kill the animal. No, not nothing. Animal drops dead is nevela. We have to. You don't have to shecht it. You have to kill it. Make nechira, choke it. There was no hilchos shechita. So that's how you took of this nevela. So let me ask you again a question: when the Torah gave the parsha of nevela or the parsha of Eva Menachai, was that simultaneously when the Eibishter gave the mitzvah of shechita? No, because we had the parsha of nevela Eva Menachai without shechita. Come to Eretz Yisrael, the Torah says, now, I'm giving you a mitzvah of shchita. Now, in order to take off this Eva Menachai, or this in the veil, you have to have shchita. So that's a mitzvah. Because really, had the Torah just been concerned about the particular problem of Nevela, we had other ways to take away the problem of Nevela. So had the mitzvah of shchita and Nevela come simultaneously together, we would have said, shchita is not a mitzvah. Shchita is here to take away the problem of Nevela. But I had already before I had the mitzvah of Shchita, I had an Issa Nevela. And now the Torah says, Mach Shchita, so the Torah is giving us a mitzvah and a seder, how we take away the problem of Nevela. That's a Bazaya mitzvah. Because the Issa of Nevela we have without Shchita. So there's a way how to get away the problem of Nevela. So if there will be no way to get out of Nevela, except with Shchita, then the rabbi has a good taina. Salava b'omichlas, it only comes as a heter. But if it's only coming as a heter of Nevela, we could have been like we were in the Midbar. Elamai, the table is given a seder, how we should do and eat basa. That seder is called a mitzvah. So the Rambam, Zodishken Historia, the Rambam is being mazal why it's a mitzvah. Since in the Midbar we didn't have Shchita and we still had Nevela, when we came to Eretz Yisrael, the Gebisha said, make Shchita. This is a mitzvah from the Midaraisa of making Shchita. Had it not been this Pasha before, but simultaneously, the Inyan of Nevela and Shchita would have been together, then Avada wouldn't be the mitzvah. So the reason why the Rambam says the history is not to tell us the facts what before, but to be masber how it's considered and why it's considered a mitzvah. He tells to this to Biskirov, a beautiful pshat in the Rambam, it's the ganze Welt Matzach of the Rambam. Mr. Lehman, the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Zot the Rambam Azoy. the bottom right of the page. Koide matin toya. As I found on the Am Hilchos Ishus. Koide matin toya. Haya adam pegeya isha bishuk. Imratza hu vehi lisa isa. They want to get married. Machnisa lebeisai. He takes her into his house. Uboya lo deinoi levein atzmai. Vetiya loy leisha. Kivon shenitna toya. Nitztava Yisrael shemitza ha'ish lisa isha yikna oisa b'fnei edim v'acha kach tia loy leisha shenema ki ikach ish isha obo leha v'likuchen eilu mitzvah saseh shotoyehem. There's a mitzvah saseh to marry a lady b'ksuva and kiddushin, and if not yo'iver alav. That's the next Rambam. Look at the heading in the Rambam. Mitzvah Aleph on top, Lisa Isha, B'ksuv V'Kiddushin. Mitzvah Beis, Shalei Tibol Isha, B'lei K'suv V'lei Kiddushin. The ganze Welt matters, was brengt die Arbe von Koide Matten Teuer? Das ist auch bescheid, was man da auf die Arme in Hilches Schchita, but the Rambam in Hilches Schchita was speaking about Chodsch noch Matten Teuer, aber Kreis war in der Midbar. Da hat die Arme kommt mit einem Ohr, was sie gewähnt, Koide Matten Teuer. Was ist der Bier bei dir bei Rambam? Hat er gesagt, der Prat der Arme so. Was there a concept of Ishus Koide Matan Toya? Yep, the Torah. Yifka and Eliezer, Adam v'Chava, Avraham and Sarah, yeah, there was a concept of Ishus Koide Matan Toya. If it wouldn't have been a concept of Ishus Machada, before there was no concept of marriage. The guy says, Achan is Chadish in Matan Toya, admits it to get married. But there was no concept of Ishus Koide Matan Toya. You know what would have been then? Then, the Torah says, don't get married to a lady without ksuv, without kedushin. So now, when you do make ksuv and kedushin, not a kind of mitzvah, the Torah says, you're not allowed to live with a lady without ksuv, without kedushin. So what do you have to do? You have to make a ksuv, and you have to make kedushin in order that the lady should be mutter to you, so it's only matir the iser. Then it wouldn't be counted as a mitzvah. Chomaz Rambam, the Rambam says, ishus, marriage, the concept of Ishus, there was Mutter Koide Matan Toya. There was a Chefs of Ishus Koide Matan Toya. What happened? Rotza hu vehi lisa. He takes in his house. Bola. That's called Ishus. That's marriage. So it comes out that before Matan Toya, there was Ishus without Kedushin. And there was no lav. Even if Menoy Noach would have had a lav to live with a lady without Ishus, the Afa Biken wasn't a mitzvah. Now when the Torah says make kiddushin, the Torah is saying the mitzvah. That ishus that's in the Briah, the ishus that's here, is a mitzvah saseh. Because koidem there was also ishus. Now the Torah comes and says, kikach ish isha, that's counted as a mitzvah saseh. Remember what the Rambam say in Hilchos Shechita, and say over here in Hilchos Nisha, the Rambam is being masber, that why is considered a mitzvah, and not just a chetim to take off the isha. Either because ishus yad matan Torah, so that ishus could have been Achamatan Torah as well, and it would just have been a hechatim to take off the Isser. Torah says no, to take away that Isser, you could have had the issues of Koide Matan Torah. Elamai, the Torah has given us a mitzvah how we should have it. Dafka through Kiddushin, that's why it's considered as a mitzvah. If Klai is on the midbar, the Isser Nevela, and we had a way had to take off the Nevela, then Ebazer, when the Torah gave us a mitzvah of Shechita, it's in addition to what we have in the Pasha, the Issa Nevela, we have a mitzvah saseya making shchita, and that's why the Ramho is considered a mitzvah. Is it a tzivuy and a chiv? No. But if you want to eat meat, you have a kaim, a mitzvah saseya of tayag mitzvahs shchita. In Mitzvah Ponevizha, in the Sefer, just Moisef, one Hysaf is Knech B'divei Rambam. Let's analyze in our minds what the tzura of Chai was in the midbar. Chai Yisrael had a tzivu of nevela. Nevos? No. You go to an animal, if you chop it by the throat, you choke it, or you shoot it, now you have a din of no ois of nevela. But from deswegen, korbanis needed shchita. So a person goes to a shlom and he says, Harezu shlomim. So it becomes the korban shlom. Let me figure out a shayla. If a person has a shlomim in the midbar and he doesn't make a shechita, he chokes the animal, he chokes the shepsula. So avada, it's a possible carbon. If someone were to eat it, would he be Ivan Avela or not?
No.
No? Because at that time, he didn't eat Shechita for Avela. So the Bitzapanovich, the Shechita of Karbonis didn't come to take away the Issa of Avon and Achai. It came as a mitzvah saseh. That's what you have, that's a seder, I'll tell you what. So the bits upon the vision, that's the beer, but did we have Rambam and Sefer Mitzvah, same as Sifri. Let's go back to Rambam on top. Says the Rambam on top. Who Amr Yisala, Vizavachta Mibkorcha Mitzoyncha Kashet Sivisicha, Voloshim Sifri, Vizavachta, Ma Mukdoshim Bishchita, Avchulim Bishchita. The Rambam is bringing us to tell us that Shchita is a mitzvah. Valdos is Adova Boru by Korbonis. Shchita doesn't come to be Matan Nevela. Haraya? Because I had a mitzvah Shchita by Korbonis, and that it wasn't necessary to take off the Issa Nevela, because the Issa Nevela would have gone off had it been a Chira. Oba, Haraya says that the Shchita. So what was this Chadish when we came to Eretz Yisrael? That every animal, I wanted to do Shchita. And now the Torah took off the din of Nechir. So about it, now it's going to be Nevel without Shechita. But what is the Shechita? It's the same Shechita that we had by Karbonis. Just like there was a mitzvah, over here it's also the same mitzvah.
Is Kedushin?
We'll speak about it. We'll speak about it next week.